We are all gathered here in the name of the Lord, so let's open with a word of prayer, if you would, please. Bow your head. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this day that you've given us, another gift of life. God, we come to worship you and you only, because you are worthy of our praise. And we praise you, we glorify you. Let all heaven and earth praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for every word that we sing. Thank you for every word that comes out of our mouths. May it be pleasing unto you. God, we ask if there's any needs that are here today that you would meet those needs and that people would call upon you, for you said you are as near as the mention of your name. And wherever two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst of them. We thank you that you're such a wonderful God and that you love us more than we could ever know. God, we all need your mercy and your grace, and we thank you that you extend that to us every day. Every day. Every day is a gift of life. We thank you and we ask all these things in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, we have no CD player, so we'll just have to sing. That's right. That's all counts. Let's open up with a song called As the deer panteth forth the water, so my soul longeth after me. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Sing right along if you wish. You alone are my heart, my shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Very good. Praise the Lord. Let's sing another one. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's sing that again. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. That ye love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is the commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. Amen. That's the Jesus said that's his greatest commandment, that we love one another. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, if you have aught against anyone, you have to forgive them. For if you don't forgive others, the Bible says, not me, but the Bible says, if you don't forgive others, you can't expect the Father in heaven to forgive you. That's very important for us to remember in the day in which we live. Too many people like to gossip and they like to pass judgment upon others. And we're all guilty of that in one way or another. We all do it. And we have to depend upon the Holy Spirit to remind us if we're really... if we really have Christ in our life. I do. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Jesus told us that if we call upon him, he is there, no matter what. He's always here. Who's number one in your life? I want to give you something to think about. Just ask yourself, is Jesus really number one in my life? Do I get into the Word every day? Do I meditate on his Word? Do I care about the things that Jesus told us to do, the way he told us to live? Every night, before I go to bed, this is me personally now, I ask the Lord to forgive me if I've sinned against him today. Because you could sin and not realize it, you know. We all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. But Jesus said, if you call upon me, it's simple. If we come like children with childlike faith, faith will move mountains. Jesus said, call upon me. call upon me, and I will answer you. Ask, and you shall receive. That's why we don't receive, because we don't ask. But Jesus said, everyone that asketh receiveth. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek, and you will find. Jesus said, I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. He is able to give us abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. So I just wanted to give you some things to think about and meditate on, not just because it's Sunday, but remember these things that we should do every morning, and that we should get into the Word and ask God to guide us and direct us through our day. And He will. He will. He is a doer of the Word. So let's sing another song. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world will say, find me.
Go ahead.
Be find me. Though softly for me, though softly find me. The rush before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back.
All right, way to go. Yeah, thank you. You know, I'm going to offer something to you. Jesus loves you more than you'll ever know. He loves me more than I can realize. And if you read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and if you read the first 14 verses, you will find all the things that are pro for you. He's speaking to the children of Israel in this passage. In this scripture, the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the first 14 verses. However, if you read 15 on up to the end of the chapter, you don't want all the plagues and stuff that God said will come upon you. And He will, but He's slow to anger. He's very slow to anger, but there is a wrath of God, and there is a day coming when time will be no more. And I don't know about you, but as I know from Scripture and prophecy, first of all, let me say, time as we know it. No man knoweth the end, saith the Lord. No man knoweth when the Son of Man cometh, not even the angels in heaven. The only one that knows is God the Father. But if time as we know it, and according to Scripture, both Old and New Testaments, we are in the last days, folks. We are. And I strongly urge you to get your life right with God. It's not shameful to be a Christian. It's not shameful to follow the Word of God. It's not shameful to get up of a morning, open that book, open that Bible. Don't just have it as a decoration on your coffee table or your bedstand. Open that Word. Let it speak to you, because it will. It will speak to your life. I know. It has me. I used to be a professional musician. I was a drummer in a band, played country music. We backed stars and stuff. And I played all over Fort Wayne, Marion, and Muncie, different places. I've been in Nashville several times. So I know life was dead for me until I met the Lord. I'm not ashamed of it. So if there's anybody in here within the sound of my voice, and you don't know who Jesus really is, we'll pray for you. I'll pray with you to receive Christ as your Savior. And Chris will too. If you want to rededicate your life, there's a lot of people today that are in church, and they're playing church, and they're hiding behind the church to do their dirty work. It's sad, but it's true. And sometimes the Word of God can make you feel uncomfortable. But you know what? That's what He wants to do, because He loves you. He wants you to be His child. And if we come to Him in childlike faith, He will answer. He will deliver. He will take care of you. Yes, He will. Jesus will take care of you. Yeah. Well, without further ado, we have a man here that is definitely a Word of God. And he does a great job. He did last year. And I ask him to do it again. So to give a sermon from God's Word only, I'm going to ask Mr. Chris Hollingsworth to come forward and preach the Word, brother.
Thanks, Frank. Sure. All right. Good morning. Good to see everybody today. Ron came in and said it was good to see me. I said, well, it's good to be seen. It's always good to be seen, especially in the presence of the Lord, so... You know, the theme of this convention, and Tammy reminded me of this last night, is teamwork. Don't fall over, Frank. Is teamwork makes the dream work. You know, and teamwork is so important. You know, I wouldn't be delivering this message if it wasn't for the teamwork of Tammy and I, because I got to be honest, at midnight last night, I had no idea what I was going to talk about this morning. So Tammy gave me the idea, so we're going to run with it. You know, we spend every convention and every NFB meeting we go to talking about how we can help each other achieve our goals, how we can make it possible for other people to live the life they want and achieve their goals. We learn how to advocate, educate, and participate in the NFB. We also talk about how to bring other members into this team so that they can help and they can advocate and they can educate. You know, but these aren't new concepts. The concept of teamwork is perhaps the oldest concept that we have, and it comes from the Bible. It comes from God. You know, we don't often think about it because the word teamwork is never in the Bible. But, you know, the written word of God has been called many things. You know, it's been called God's plan of salvation. It's been called the story of humanity. It's been called the owner's manual for human life. And all those things are true. But, you know, when we read that book, it's all about how God relates to us. You know, Genesis 1 and 2 is about how God planned for us to be. He made us perfect. In Genesis 3, we messed it up. And the rest of the book, from Genesis 3 all the way to Revelation 22, is filled with God's plan of redemption. And it's based on a relationship with God. And that's what teamwork is. It's a relationship. You know, the Bible is just filled with teamwork. You know, in Genesis 2:18, it says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.'" So did you catch teamwork in there? "I will make a helper for him," not a companion. You know, Adam had the entire animal kingdom for companionship. He didn't need that. You know, at our very core, we're not meant to be alone. God created Adam with a certain skill set, but that wasn't enough. He needed a helpmate. So he created Eve with a different skill set so that they would be complementary to each other. You know, all my life, people have said, "Too many cooks spoil the kitchen." Well, you know, that means if you get a group of people together that all have the same gifts and the same talents and the same things, the outcome is going to be flawed. We need people that are different from us to work with us to make things work right. That's just the way God designed us. We need each other. You know, we're admonished in the Bible to not forsake the gathering of the believers. We all should gather together. You know, nobody has all the skills or the wisdom necessary to make a successful life. When Moses was given the job of leading the Israelites out of Egypt, he reminded God that he was not a good speaker. You know, it's theorized that he stuttered a lot. So God sent Aaron, his brother, as the mouthpiece to speak the words that Moses told him to speak. It took a team to do that. Every part of our life requires teamwork. And the most basic and foundational relationship that we have is with Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to me or comes to the Father except through me." You know, that means that if we want to have a relationship with Father, we have to have a relationship with the Son. We have to know Christ. And, you know, left to our own devices, we're going to mess it up. We saw that in Genesis. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick." You know, so we can't be left to our own devices because we're going to screw it up. We're going to sin continually. You know, when we think about our hearts, we think about, you know, we think that we do so many good things all the time, and sometimes we get proud about that. But we need to stop and think about what Mark says. In chapter 7, verse 20 to 23, it says, this is Jesus' words. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him." Not what defines him, but what defiles him. "For from within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." Do any of these things sound conducive to teamwork? No. Are these the things that dreams are made of? No. Nightmares, maybe, not the dreams that we want to dream. You know, the ultimate dream for the Christian is to spend eternity in heaven. And all those things aren't going to get it there. You know, we're all wicked, and the only way that we can overcome that wickedness in our hearts is to join Team Jesus. Romans 3:22-25 says, "The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. You know, for years I heard that word propitiation. I had no idea what it meant. You know, it means that Christ sacrificed for us. He stood in our place. Hebrews tells us there can be no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. You know, what we just read in Romans tells us that Christ put his blood forward to provide that redemption and forgiveness for us so that we can be counted as righteous instead of deceitful. You know, his blood was shed on the cross to pay for our sins so we don't have to. And John 3:16 tells us all we need to do to join Team Jesus is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross to pay our sin debt, and that he rose from the grave to guarantee us eternal life and a place in heaven. You know, once we join Team Jesus, we're a part of a whole. You know, just like the NFB, we're a part of a whole. You know, the Bible describes the church as a body with Jesus at the head. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul discusses this at length. We're told that we're all one body, but we all have different gifts and perform in different ways. Paul asks in verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? You know, this is teamwork. That's what he's talking about. We all have special gifts and we all have special talents, and we are to use them to contribute to the success of the whole. You know, we don't join together as the National Federation of the Blind to serve only ourselves. We join together to serve others. You know, and that's what we're supposed to do for Jesus, is serve others. You know, Jesus came as a servant, not as a king the first time. He's going to come as a king the second time, but he came as a servant the first time. So we need to cooperate and have that teamwork and help each other. You know, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I do that quite often. That's all right. I know you love me anyway. But, you know, when Jesus left this planet the last time, he gave his disciples instructions. He said, you know, go forth, make disciples of all nations, teaching them and leading them and baptizing them. You know, that's part of our job. As we figure it here in the NFB, we figure that it's our job to make life better for those that are coming ahead of us or behind us. You know, we need to make life better for those around us and those still to come. You know, that's kind of what we're looking to do as Christians. You know, when we spread the word and we spread the gospel and we help other people hear the truth about Christ, then we're improving their life. You know, that word rests in them and it works on them, and they can accept that gift of Christ and they can join Team Jesus, and we can all work together to praise and glorify God and spread his word. Well, I forgot to put it in here, but give me a second here. In Ezekiel, it talks about that, but I forgot to put the passage in here. No, I think it's beyond that. No. Well, I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to find it. Yeah? It's not. Oh, but no, I think it was 49 somewhere. But, you know, we devote so much of our lives to doing things, and there's absolutely no part of our life that doesn't have teamwork involved. Marriage is teamwork. Work is teamwork. You know, even if we don't think about it as a team, you know, I run a snack bar in downtown Indianapolis. I can't do that alone. Even if I don't need employees, I need customers. There's absolutely no part of life that we can have that doesn't have teamwork involved. And everything we do involves teamwork and is hard. You know, the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians that he can do all things through the strength of Jesus. And that's what we need. In order to make any teamwork relationship that we work, that we try and have a success with, it's going to be a better success if we're part of Team Jesus. You know, when Jesus was asked what the commandments were, and Frank talked about this a little bit. You know, he said the greatest commandment is to love Jesus with all our hearts, our mind, and our soul. And the second greatest is to love one another. You know, there's, I think, 31 love one another's in the New Testament. You know, so the entire Bible, believe it or not, there's 783,000 words in the Bible. And the entire Bible, if we think about it, is all about teamwork, because it's about relationships. It's about how people relate to one another, and then about how they relate to God. And you know, after Jesus came and he sacrificed his life for us, then we need to work on that relationship with Jesus. We need to study our word and we need to pray every day because, you know, we're not getting to the Father unless we go through Jesus. Jesus is our advocate. You know, we advocate for other blind people through the NFB. Well, Jesus advocates with the Father for us. And the only way we can take advantage of that is to accept his free gift of salvation. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity that you give us to join together as a team and to improve the lives of other people and to strengthen each other and bolster each other. Father, and that's what we're instructed to do as a church. Once we join your team, Father, we are instructed to encourage each other and bolster each other up in your name and to spread your gospel. And Father, we thank you for that opportunity, and we thank you for the blessing that we have of your salvation and the blessing that we have of each other, that we can work together to spread your gospel and to make life better for your wonderful creations. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Frank?
All right. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed this morning. Have you? God is good to us. I urge you, please. I urge you. I hope that not just while you're sitting in here and in the sound of Chris's voice or my voice, but I want to tell you again that Jesus loves you. He loves you with a special love. Don't ever be afraid to come to him. Don't ever say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. I want you in my life because he gave his blood for you and me. I want to tell you, he took your and me poverty. He took it. When he hung on that cross, the last thing he said, remember, he said, it is finished. It is finished. Do you realize what that means? That means that everything that you and I, we go through in life, Jesus is the answer, the only answer. Jesus is the only way, the only way. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And may I remind you of another scripture? Who is God that he should lie? That's the book of Numbers 9:23. So when you leave here, let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let him go with you. Allow him in your life. When you go to bed tonight, thank him for the day. Thank him for this convention that we've had. And ask him to bless you and to go with you tomorrow and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and next Sunday as well. Because I'm telling you, folks, I've made mistakes in my life, and I still make mistakes. You've made mistakes in your life, and you still make mistakes. But God is here to forgive you. He gave his Son that we could have eternal life. And that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's how simple it is. If you come to Christ with childlike faith, he will forgive you. It's all over. It's buried in the rest. You are clean. You are clean. It's wonderful to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Remember, God loves you with a special love. Let's all sing Amazing Grace, okay? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to sing, then praise the relief. Sing it. I first believed. You get the words to that? Been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We know that day ways to sing God's praise. That we did, we first believe. All right. Those are wonderful words. I wish I could remember all of them. I don't sing that song that often, but it's wonderful. It's great. It's a wonderful feeling to know that God is on your side. He's for you, not against you. I don't care who you are, what you've done, or where you're at. God is with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Take Jesus with you the rest of the day. Have a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, God loves you.